Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, it seems like we've been talking a lot about Spain, and we've done a whole lot of different regions there, but I mean, you know, the big dog has always been Rioja.
Yeah, it has, and we keep coming back to it, and with good reason. It's a great time of year for it. I have discovered an absolutely fabulous producer I didn't know about before, Rioja Bordon.
Okay.
Bordon. Make a full line of wines. And Hugh, I was just blown away. Real quickly, they do have a white Rioja, which is 100% Viura.
Okay.
I thought it was fabulous. Just a really good all-purpose white wine. Very, very well made, and $11.
God, wow. Day. That's a steal.
You can stock up on that. Yeah. Tell me about it. And Rioja, there's a hierarchy. You start with the Crianza, which has a little bit of aging. Then you work up to the Reserva, which has a little bit more aging in wood and in bottle. And then on top of it is the Gran Reserva, which has a whole lot of aging.
Right.
And that's really kind of convenient because they do the aging for you. So, you know, they bring a wine that's fully mature to the market. Let's start with the Crianza. A very nice ripe Crianza. It is the basic level of Rioja. A lot of Crianzas can be kind of lean and short on fruit and a little bit overly acidic, but not this one. It's had a couple extra years because this is 2018, and I think it really shows. It's soft, it's rich, and it's blessed with very deep fruit. The aroma is yeasty with notes of cherries, a bit of smokiness in it, a bit of bitterness in the aroma. And on the palate, the first thing that strikes you is the texture and the richness of the wine. The flavors themselves center on tart black cherries, sweet red apples, and the wine is approaching maturity. So,
Still got some time.
It does. At $20, I think it's a good deal. Now, here's where I always put my money, in the Reserva wines. This is Bordeaux's Reserva from 2016, and it's mature, it's complete, it's high quality. And if we could forecast what the Crianza is going to taste like in a few years, this is exactly it. It took on some weight. It's more polished, and it's obviously more fully mature. The aromas remind me of cherry pie. It's yeasty and fruity with herbal notes like thyme, for instance, going on, and it just gives further interest to it. It's got a full, silky texture, and that's actually the calling card of this wine. At $22, the Reserva from Bordeaux is my wine of the week.
Wow.
I think it's a great deal. Now, spend a few more bucks to get the Gran Reserva, and this is the 2011.
Wow.
Think of that.
That's got some time.
It has some time, so you don't have to, you know, they've done all the aging for you. I just thought that this was everything that the Reserva had, exactly the same, except more and
okay.
Better. You know, so the wine was even a little bit darker and a little richer, and it had taken on some really, really interesting notes to it. I was picking up sweet tea and a little bit of bergamot, some sour cherry, and a touch of saddle leather. So those are classic indicators of a mature wine. Like I say, it's very, very rich, very complex. And once again, the texture is very silky. So I would be looking for Bordeaux, Rioja Bordeaux, and invest in it. You're going to really enjoy it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.